right by side of the microphone for the green light to the speed trap. Ray Garino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! It's mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Eat, Ray Garino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway sign. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
And there you are, ladies and gentlemen, Motormouth Radio, Long Island's own and only automotive talk show with Motormouth Radio's first new promo. Joe, what do you think?
I'm flabbergasted. I was walking in and went, wait a second, I guess we're not on yet. That ain't us. Oh,
yeah.
Yes, it is. Wow.
I will tell you that.
Scotty did some heck of a job on that.
That is the Scotty Gossin combo.
Yes.
Scotty put that together a while ago, and I said, you know what? I asked him to modify it to reflect the show as it is in its current position, and he did. There's a little tweaking to be done, but that's not a big issue. And I think it's so cool. I wish I would have had that last week when we had John Cazale.
We had the drag strip thing going on there. That would have been perfect. But hey, you know what? I think it's nice. I know it's nice to actually have an original work done in your honor there.
Yes, and I'll show you something, Scotty. These are just quick black and white. This is actually a picture. We don't have Vaughn, so we can't show you.
Right.
That's a picture of the actual lyrics that as he wrote to
he
read
penned
it.
Them. Yes, like it's one of those things you see at the beginning of a movie there.
And that's Scotty in the studio.
Yep.
Laying down the track. We're gonna hopefully talk to Mr. Scotty Gossin in a little while.
Maybe if we hold these close enough to the microphone.
Yeah.
You see that, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but this is really impressive stuff. And Scotty, quite the Renaissance man.
Oh yeah.
He's a car guy. He's a music guy.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a poet there, and he's an author.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, see what happens when you have most of your brain still operational?
I know. It's amazing. It's cool stuff. You know, I wanted to just open the show with a little bit of a musical note. Besides that, I found out that this day in 1927 was pretty significant.
I don't know. I think I was out sick that day.
There you go. Well, the Columbia Phonograph Broadcasting System, later known as CBS. Right. It made its on-air debut with a basic network of 16 radio stations. And now, all those years later, we're able to be on a radio station. So what does that tell you about their success rate?
Yikes.
Somebody should have been fired.
Yeah, seriously. So, you know, that guy with the eye, you know, he really should have. they didn't have the eye probably then. It was probably your ear.
Should have hung out with the guy with the peacock more. But, oh, geez. But anyway, and then you fast forward to 1970.
FCC?
And this is the day that Jimi Hendrix joined the 27 Club and passed away.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's true. I have several friends of mine that will be duly commemorating and wearing black and stuff like that.
Yes, absolutely. So that's the musical note. You know, we got a lot to talk about. I know we're playing catch up here, but I want to mention something quick, and then I'm going to toss it over to you. I had the sensibility yesterday where I said, and I've always preached this on this show, I was going to work in the morning, and it was about 7:30, and I said, you know what? I better check tire pressures. So I got in my wife's car.
Oh, you check tire pressures?
Yeah. Now, her car, you can do it through the dash, and her car, the cruise should be at 34, and they were down at 30. And I said, I said, okay, makes sense. What's the ambient temperature? It was like 60 degrees in the morning.
It was a little cooler than what we've been having lately.
And last time I might have checked the temperature, the pressures, it could have been 95 or 100 degrees.
Sure.
So every 10-degree drop, you lose one PSI.
Pound, yeah.
It works. The formula works, people. Just pay attention to it. So I did her car, did my car, which was the same. And this morning I did my Pontiac. That was down as well.
Mm.
And now I got to do Jenny's car. So pay attention to the
pressure. Sitting in the lawn chair with a thermometer in one hand, a pressure gauge in the other hand, and then once you get that change in ambient temperature, you leap to the car. that's closest, and you make sure that that pressure's right.
And I keep a sling cyclometer in my other right-hand pocket. I don't know if you've ever seen one of them.
A sling cyclometer?
Yeah, it's something.
No, mine's in a holster.
It can be in a holster. It's something that guys use if they're like in a plant and they need to know the ambient. Or they can do it in the house, too, if they want to. The cyclometer is what measures through its high-level diagnostics. It measures temperature, humidity, things like that.
Right.
But they put it on kind of like a lanyard, and what you do is you do like a lasso, like yippee-yay-yo-ki-yay over your head, because it picks up
Bruce
the
Willis.
Air. It picks up the air as it's moving, and then does all its calculations, and then gives you the readout.
I wet my finger.
That works, too.
I wet my finger, or I go into the nearest car at the shop that's got one of those overhead displays. Oh, it's 72 degrees. Okay, good.
Right.
Yeah, but slings, like, you know, you scare me sometimes.
Well,
you really do. And I thought I was a pretty techie guy.
Well, coming from you, that's a compliment. It really is. But, you know, the thing is, if I want to let this get worse, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are going to get TPMS lights.
Oh, yeah. I figure as the weather's cooling off, the shop should be up. We should be up to our eyeballs very soon. It didn't happen too much this past Saturday or Friday, but...
I've had people tell me about that already, and I'm giving them the lecture. So I figure this is the perfect time to hand it over to you, and you can tell us why it's important to pay attention to lights, flashy lights that come on the dashboard.
Oh, yes. Warning lights are... Okay. First of all, if a light comes on, you know what I mean? You should get it looked at. I mean, I noticed, you know, since our audience is basically a lot of car people, that's probably a little bit preaching to the choir. But basically, if a light comes on, do something about it, as soon as you can.
Can you give us an example of a light that might come on that you might want to pay attention to?
Well, it depends on the vehicle. Some of them have, you know...
Can you see me feeding Joe right now?
Yes, I know. The spoon is out. I was actually going to repurpose that a little bit.
Well, this is actually like the soft ball.
Yes, I was going to repurpose the whole thing.
Okay.
But,
up to you.
Flashy thing.
Already?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, we will have to push this button and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, Motor Mouth, Scotty Goss, I'm calling live from my apartment in Medford, Oregon.
At the middle of the night, probably over there, right?
Wow. You know that? Yeah, I got to tell you something. Hang on a second. Let me see here. Hi, Scotty. How are you? It's good to hear from you. I'm trying to just give you a little intro music. How's that?
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Yeah.
How about that? All right. Well, that intro.
Who is
music,
that? Those guys are great.
That you're right. Those guys
kicks
are
a
great.
Musical butt right there. Yeah.
That is.
Man, that guitar player. Holy moly.
That's the Scotty Gossin combo. Track number 10. Of course, I don't know what the name of it is because I have this unofficial copy that was like not for release.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So, anyway, Scotty, we did open the show with the new promo, and we thank you for that.
Yeah,
greatly.
That was very. I got blown away. Really, I had to put my socks back on after that one. I'm talking to you from the kneeling down position as I'm pulling them up.
please, don't get back up, Joe.
No genuflecting, I know, but that was great. That was really great. Wow.
Yeah.
Just wow. Okay, I'll just shut up.
I hope you can feel it. We were having an absolute blast doing it. We were cracking each other up through the whole process.
You know, Scotty, I have to tell you something. I did, when I listened to the first one you made, I had my wife come down to where the computer is. I had her listen to it. And, you know, she's like, wow, that sounds good. But then I went on the internet and I pulled up, I think I put in the National Speedway. That was our big track here in New York years ago.
Yeah.
National Speedway, Sunday radio promos. Or whatever. And I got all these ones from like US 30 and York and all sorts of all other tracks. And
oh,
I
just, really? You got all those? Huh?
Yeah. And I just started playing them for her. And I said, you know what? You can hear Scotty's track is exactly like that. It starts off with Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
It's in this style, yes,
and
definitely.
Then, and then feeds,
style.
You know, feeds you the information, hits the kids, hits the pit pass. You could have had a career in broadcasting, my friend.
Well, I did for a while.
But this
brings up, when I was doing my last book was The Lost Drag Strips, you know?
Right, yeah.
And I talked to John Lundberg, who was... you know, he's probably Mr. Voice of Drag Racing, the last surviving one anyway, of the originals. And he, when he worked at Detroit at the drag strip there, he and his co-announcer there came, I think I'm going to screw this story up, but the gist of it is they kind of were clowning around and they accidentally came up with that concept. And then there was a guy in Chicago who had heard that, and he took the idea and ran with it and had a great career just doing those Sunday promos.
Wow.
That's all he did. Yeah, he did them for all the tracks across the country.
I will say this. Let me interject a little bit. And just so people can find out, because there's a lot of information I want to get out here for you today. People can go to either cartechbooks.com or amazon.com. I think Barnes & Noble sells all of your books. And they can find, written by Scotty, they can find the Lost Drag Strips 2, which was the last book.
Yeah, we did a show on that just recently. Yep,
we sure did.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, Show Rod Model Kits, America's Wildest Show Rods, Rat Rods, and America's Coolest Station Wagons. And all that information is in there. And I recommend people go out. If you're a car guy or girl, you want to see these books because they're nice, glossy paper. The information is very well researched and laid out.
Yes, well put
the
together.
The paper is glossy, but it also soaks up oil pretty good.
Yeah, it was just like your forehead.
Yeah, exactly.
So I got to say, and the band, let's not forget the Scotty Gossin.
Yeah, those handprints wipe off real good.
Yeah, the Scotty Gossin combo. Of course, Scotty on strings and Rob James on percussion. Is that correct, Scott?
That's basically it, yeah. We're not a real band. It's just a couple of guys clowning around in the garage, and we never play anywhere or do anything. I write the songs, and then Rob helps me record them, and we just have fun doing it.
Right, and people can catch that on ReverbNation.com as well as Facebook if they search for Scotty Gossin on Facebook. And you can hear such songs like Night Owl Prowl, Emmett, Idaho, 3 a.m., one of my favorites, Hawkeye Highway. I really like the riff on Hawkeye Highway.
Thanks.
And then better than that, I like Slingshot Surfer, which is real Dick Dale-esque, I have to say. And then Yellow, Yellow, Green, which of course is following our drag racing thing.
The Christmas tree, yes.
Right.
And the music, the song we used for your promo was a song called Drag Strip Rumba.
Ah, Drag Strip Rumba, yes.
It's perfect. Absolutely perfect.
It really is.
I'm glad you guys like it. And my apologies to everyone in the Long Island area for screwing up the directions.
That's okay.
At the end of that promo, but we'll get that fixed.
If people don't know where they're going, they don't need to be there.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I got three letters for them, GPS.
There you go. So, Scotty, you know, from a musical perspective, because we're music guys as well, you know, what's the process and how long does it take you to put something like that together? I know what your inspiration was. All these great drag strip things you heard on Sundays back in the day. But, you know, to get the actual verbiage down. And we're looking at, I printed out that page, the picture you sent me with the actual spiral notebook. And, you know, what's your process? Because I know it varies from person to person.
Oh, and it varies from project to project. You know, this one was just inspired by... We listen to your show all the time, and we wanted to do something to give back. And one of those Sunday promos sounded like the way to go. So
yeah.
I'm so glad we did it because we always laugh our heads off in the studio, but we never laughed that hard before.
Really?
Yeah.
We just have that effect on people. We just crack people up. Just like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, we just do that.
I have the same gift. Yeah.
Now, what I think is cool is as a true musician, you'll not only find Scotty in a studio, but he'll be in a park somewhere playing alone.
Yeah.
You know, or you can find him at like a reunion somewhere with a guitar. You know, I know your guitar choice is a nice single cutaway arch top. You tend to like those, right?
Yeah, I do.
That's a beauty.
You know me.
Yeah. And of course, you know, you have that style where it's the surfer, rockabilly, and of course bluegrass, which comes in, which blends so well to that. You know, it's a nice complementary style, I think.
Yeah, and, thanks. It's just those are my influences, I guess, so that's what happens.
Right.
And I've been so lucky to play this music it's hot rod music. I've been able to play it for car people at drag strips across the country and stuff, and that's been a real just a blessing, you know, to be able to get a inspiration for some project concept like this and to playing it to the actual people it was written for is like the ultimate, you know, realization.
Let me ask you this. In your life, was it music or cars that kind of came into your purview first, or was it around the same time?
The answer is yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. That's like me too, yeah.
Yeah. Usually you have both in you. Yeah. It all depends on which one due to necessity or just the way the chips fall is the one that comes out first. But usually the other one will surface
right
not that long after.
Yeah, I was having a conversation with some people last night and deconstructing some music. And not being someone who writes music or even knows how to read it, I did start to learn to read it, and then I kind of went to another language. It was just a guy called Freeform. but, you know, I know what I hear. I know what I hear, and I know what I like, and I know what I, you know, I can deconstruct. They said, "Man, you're really into this, aren't you?" And I said, "You know, yeah, I got to say I am." And you don't usually talk about it. You have to be among like-minded people, like with car guys. You're not talking about, you know, lifts and overlap unless the other guy or guys know what you're talking about.
Right.
It's all part of the creative process, right? Like you have to be a creative person to do cars.
Yes.
And so it just carries over. And yeah, I know you, Ray, long background in music, really proficient drummer. And Joe, are you musical too?
Yes. Yeah, it all depends if you squeeze me at the right angle. Yes, I have been I actually was a bass player at one point in my life.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. God bless the drummers and bass players.
Yeah, right. That's why we get along.
Hold down the rhythm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we get along so well.
Pretty much these days, you know, between you know stuff burning and falling on my fingers, that's not really an option anymore. But yeah, that's.
So I hope the two of you guys can get together and record something and put it on the show.
That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talk about cracking each other up.
Yeah, right. That'd be funny.
Exactly.
So, Scott,
that's what it's about.
You know, through the years since I've gotten to know you and spoke with some other guys out in your area, I use Oregon in my conversations now with car culture where that's concerned. I actually just brought up Chris Darlin just last week to somebody. But do you know do you have any information what's going on in your part of the world with, you know, with the culture or the subcultures that we like better?
You mean in the hot rod world out here?
Yeah, just
in general?
You know, on the street level, you know, just on the street level, a man in the street kind of thing. Are there any trends or anything, or is it just kind of plodding along?
Oh, sure. You want all the West Coast trends. Oh, no, I can't give you that information.
You're too smart. We can't. Damn. I tried, Joe. I tried.
We just got to wait till it filters over from the West Coast, as it always does. That's just the way this stuff works.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it isn't, though. You guys do make your own stuff out there.
Right.
Make your own culture. There's nothing new going on. It's just the same old, you know, I have a little apartment here in the ghetto, so I get to see lots of rice burner style street racers. They're all beaters.
Okay.
And then... except for the one guy who lives around the corner from me who has a 36 Chevy pickup that he got and started driving when he was 15 years old for $50.
Nice.
And it's still going. It's barely holding together, but he still drives it every day. So that thing's a fixture in the neighborhood.
Nice.
As far as the region, you know, we have a good drag race. We have, everybody's on the street still cruising and drag race scene. All the racing stuff that you guys have. I mean, it's really no different.
No.
We have different numbers in our zip code, and that's about it.
Right. Mm. So you're still living next door to that couple that's the old drag race couple, correct? Is that...
Yeah. I told you about them, right?
Yeah.
I moved in this place, and we got to talking with the neighbors, and turns out the gal, her first husband was... they ran a fuel altar together back in Georgia.
Wow.
And the guy is an author. So,
yeah.
You know, we got a lot in common.
Go figure.
I love how this stuff happens. We're all connected.
I would like to be a fly on the wall when the two of you get together and either, you know, compare notes and then just start the gripe session. Because I'm sure both of you have just as equally, you know, the equal amount of gripes. You especially by dealing with, you know, with the major houses. I mean, that's experience you don't get in school.
Definitely.
I'm not a griper though.
No, I know that. I gotta say you are not. You are very metered that way, which I always liked. But let's face it, I mean you I'm sure there's a few you could pull out. You know, there's always in my brush with being an author on a smaller level, I have gripes. I have rants and raves, you know, because I got screwed and it was partially my fault and I can blame somebody else partially too, but you know, it's just that's what you do when you're just, you know, letting it fly, you know.
Well, yeah, and it's getting screwed is just part of the initiation process.
I think so, yeah.
they refer to that as hazing in some places, but pretty much if you don't get that done to you at some point or another that and you survive it, then you haven't earned
your pain, your dues.
Your bones. You haven't gotten your bones yet.
You haven't grown any.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, that's why I like to use it. I actually talked to someone who was going to get into it, and I used it as, it was a gripe, but I said, I want you to take this not as just a rant from a madman. Take it as a learning experience. Don't do what I did, because now I'm never going to do that again. I've learned from it, you know.
Yeah.
So we try to look at it positive and move forward is what I say.
Exactly, and I try to pass that stuff along like you just said. Yeah.
Absolutely. So how's you been filling your day, Scotty? What have you been doing? Hanging out with the locals out in the park, or are you enjoying that good Oregonian coffee, or at the Sunrise Diner?
Always, yeah. I'm at the Sunrise Diner every day.
Nice. We need another interview from there, you know.
That's right. I remember that. We did a live.
Yes.
Man on the Streets type thing.
It had to be like a hurricane or something.
Yeah, there was something going on weather-wise, and people were like, who? What?
Right.
What are you talking about?
Scott, I think the last question was,
take shelter. Get out of here.
I think he had the last question. Did you hear that Philadelphia was just bombed off the map, and the woman was like, no. Like, what? You know, something that would be a little,
does that mean no more cream cheese?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, whenever you feel up to it, feel free to always do something like that if you want to record it, and then we'll put out whatever you want to do it live, whatever you want to do. We're always up for that stuff.
Yeah, bring it on.
Thanks.
We always
okay, I'll just remember you said that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I guess we're warned, Ray.
Well, yeah. Let's face it.
You flipped the safety off.
We've kind of turned a page here on the show, and we're going to program things maybe a little differently, so why not?
Yeah, bring it on.
All right.
Until they kick us out with the big sledgehammer, we'll play along.
By the way, those guys in the black leather jackets out there, making that fist motion.
Oh, those,
is that for us?
I think those are our relatives, Joe.
Oh, okay. Oh!
Almost
cousin
friends.
Andy, how you doing?
Yeah, Rocco, hey. You know, that's how it
goes. You bring
the
cannoli.
Yeah, right. There you go, Scott. That's something Scotty learned from the show, what a cannoli is.
Wait.
Yeah, I learned that. Yeah.
You people don't know what a cannoli is?
No.
Are you kidding me?
Nah.
But Scotty,
we don't do cannolis out here.
See, I was just going to ask you to indulge us and say the word for us, and I guess.
Oh, yeah, just want to be good.
Well, yeah, so please just repeat that for us, that pastry, that cream-filled pastry. What do we call that, Scotty?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you for a minute there.
The pastry we were just talking about.
The cannolis?
Yes.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah. You see, I think I gave you this lesson once before, but when your cannoli is correct, but when you get to the more, when you're amongst your friends or family, or you're at the shelf asking for them, it becomes almost like a G sound. So it's like, hey, I need the cannoli.
Yeah.
And you got and then you got to kick up the second, the cannoli. You can try that for us. See if you can do that.
Gotta have a cannoli.
That's not bad.
Pretty good.
You got to slow it down a little. Slow it down.
Really?
Because, when you're in that guttural sense, everything just kind of gets a little slower.
Yeah. You got to stretch things out so those people may not understand you. You give them a little bit more time to think. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Right. And I always thought it was like, because the people, they just want to like have the most amount of time in the spotlight, so they talk as slow as they can.
Which is very so not New York, but it's just the way we speak around here.
Exactly.
I'll have one cannoli, please.
Excellent.
That sounds a little lame.
No, it's give me a cannoli, please.
Yeah.
Here's the money.
Oh, really? Please with a question mark?
Yeah.
Or a box. It's like, give me. It's like, give me.
You want the powdered sugar or not?
Yeah, extra.
Okay. Yeah, give me the powdered sugar.
See,
he understands. That's very good.
Yeah.
He's a multicultural kind of dude, you know?
We'll get you worked into this culture yet.
You guys are just doing such a great public service for this educational show.
See? Look at that language. Yeah.
Yeah, we can always...
New York is a second language.
Actually, if I live to be 1,000, I'll never be able to speak Long Island.
That's
beyond me.
It's the one thing we can always be used for is a bad example.
Yeah.
So, that's absolutely
right. Point. Yeah, you used to get those, with the red circle with the line through it. There's a lot of them that contain us.
Yeah.
Or what was it? Highlights Magazine, Goofus and Gallant.
Goofus and Gallant.
We was Goofus.
We was Goofus. Right.
Oh, my God. Now we've got that whole section of my brain operational. That's not good.
Oh, man. My whole life is a red circle with those lines through it.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So,
Well, that's like you said, an example. Don't do this.
Exactly.
Here's how it's not done.
You see this?
You
see it? Do the opposite.
Yeah, but you move forward.
Yeah. So,
All right. Scotty, we just to recap, Again, I want to mention, of course, the Scotty Gossin combo. They're in the background. We have them in the closet right now over here.
Yeah, nice.
ReverbNation.com, Facebook.com, look up Scotty Gossin. Scotty Gossin exposed.blogspot.com. That's kind of dormant right now, but there's a lot of good information on there you want to check out. And then look for any of those great books. You can also go to motormouthradio.com, where we have your books up in our author section.
Sweet. Thanks, Ray.
Scotty, thank you very much for calling. We'll be in touch. You know, I'll keep in touch with you during the week as I usually do. And
And I'll send an updated version of that promo to you as soon as possible.
If you want to collaborate and make sure we get everything correct, I'll be happy to help you out with that.
Yeah.
And thank you again, Scotty. You've made our
definitely
you yes. made our futures bright. Okay.
Touched and all that stuff there.
All right, Scotty. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Right. Bye bye. Bye bye. And of
that
course,
was great.
That was Mr. Scotty Gossin, who actually penned this song. This is the music that's on the promo track.
Yes.
So you see, it goes into nice little guitar stuff.
Very tasty. Very tasty.
Very surferish.
Yep.
Very Dick Dale-ish, which I think is very cool. So with that, we will take a break. Motormouth Radio. You can call us when we come back at 516-572-7440. Check us out on motormouthradio.com, iHeartRadio.com, PerformanceMotorsportsNetwork.com.
Yeah, the local beach.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is Motormouth Radio, your one-hour automotive talk show.
Bill Horan presents Secrets of Success, the show designed to help listeners uncover their hidden talents to maximize success. Listen to Secrets of Success Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7:30 a.m. on 90.3 FM WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Let the Motor Mouths help you with all of your car questions at 516-572-7440.
We're back. Motor Mouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D. We have the Scotty Gossin combo under us. And
yeah.
I see we have another flashy thing
going
on. Don't
move your feet there.
I know. Well,
you want to break that neck. That's a really nice guitar. You want to break the neck.
I might actually be doing some facsimile of dancing. So with that, we'll answer
Thank
the flashy
God,
thing.
God, it's radio.
And say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Good morning. I'd like to speak to Bill Horan, please. I'm looking for the secrets of good sex.
Oh, well, let's see. How can we spin that, caller? Bill Horan isn't here. Call back later.
All right. Well, the other thing is, I heard part of the new promo, and I really enjoyed it. I was wondering if I honestly thought I had the wrong station. No joke. I was going to change it. Or
some people would say, still say you had the wrong station.
Could you play it again during the show today, possibly?
Oh, we can play the promo again. Sure. Of course, this is Tom from Massapequa. How's everything?
Yes.
Tom, you know, Bob was looking for you last week.
He was. Well, I think he should drink today.
I think he should, yeah.
Bring it on.
What do you call it? Yeah, so I enjoyed the promo, guys, actually. What I heard of it, I'd love to hear the whole thing.
Okay,
yeah, definitely.
I was wondering, could you also play any of that guy Scotty's, like, one of his songs or something besides that little thing? Is that possible?
Okay, yeah, the stuff I was playing coming in and out of the break is also Scotty stuff. Let's see, because he did send me a pre-production CD a while ago. Like, I'll give you a little taste. This is... See if this will play.
I don't know. Can he hear all he's on the phone, though?
He should.
Do it after I hang up for me, if you don't mind.
Yeah, yeah. Listen right now.
And then the only other thing is, could you get Scotty to say Sfiadel?
Ah, Sfiadel, yeah.
Well, you know, this, we started him off with the basics. You know, that's going to take a little while.
Right.
Like, we still have to teach him, yo.
We got to get into macaroni forget the manicotti. We got to talk manicotti. And the mozzarella cheese.
Have we talked about any car stuff today?
I'm getting hungry.
Hey, guys, listen, thanks a lot. The new promo sounds good. Good luck in your new pair.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Take care.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
That was, again, the Scotty Gossin combo right underneath us right there with a track that I don't know the name of because I have this you know, unmarked
thing.
Unmarked track. It was just like, not for
you. Well, we didn't know you were going to be doing DJ stuff today.
I know.
You know?
I want to bring up something else.
What's next? Obscure pet stuff?
No, we saved that for a very special place.
Well, we got the shovel over there. We want to do some gardening. You know?
We could do that, too. People are not paying attention. We know they don't pay attention on the road.
Oh, yeah.
I saw something this week that, like, was beyond comparison. I'm coming home from work. It was in the afternoon. I'm on the Meadowbrook Parkway. Okay, three lanes of traffic. In the afternoon, it zips. It's nice and easy. I'm usually in the left lane. And I saw on the inform sign where it said there was going to be lawn mowing, which is off to the right of the Meadowbrook as you're going south. And so from exit from Hempstead Turnpike down to the Southern State, there'd be varied lane closures.
Mowing people, yeah.
Because there's three big trucks with huge lights on them and arrows pointing left.
Yeah, yeah.
And they also have those big brakes on the back, so if people crash into them, nobody dies. And they're spaced a couple hundred feet apart of the mower, which is way ahead. It could be 1,000 feet ahead. So I said, okay, note to self, good. Well, I'm going to be in the left lane anyway. And then I looked, like I told my daughter, what you're supposed to be doing. I looked way ahead on the highway, and I saw the lights. I said, okay, there they are. It looked to me like they were in the left lane. I said, oh, wow, what the hell? So I moved to the middle lane. And then when the highway straightened out, I saw, no, they were in the right lane. It was just the way the
optical delusion,
the parallax shift, right? So I said, okay, fine, back to the left lane. Now I'm approaching those cars, and everybody else around me had pretty much done the same thing. Moved to the left, stayed in the middle lane, and they slowed down to maybe like 40, 45, 50 miles an hour, but they were moving past it, which really wasn't necessary, but they did. Then, of course, as I get closer, I see a minivan and an SUV in the right lane, right up to the back of the last truck, and now with their wheels turned left, trying to like get into the middle lane. Not a merge, not a slide over. They were stopped. So what the hell were they thinking all the time coming down the parkway, looking at the sign, seeing the lights, and did they look up and go, ah?
Yeah.
What's this big yellow and black thing?
I guess there was a commercial on the YouTube, you know, maybe the YouTube thing changed, you know, when they were looking at it. Perhaps, you know, if in the minivan, perhaps one of the kids, you know, was acting up and they had to look back there.
You know what? I have to stand.
People are frigging clueless.
I have to stand on no excuse. No excuse. There was plenty of time, and they let you know in plenty of time that was going on.
Oh, but that's not for them.
I guess not.
No,
I guess
no. But especially the SUV drivers, you know.
So the takeaway is, I think the takeaway is, don't ever expect anything. Don't ever expect, I tell my kids this when they start driving, don't ever expect that the person that's supposed to be doing something is going to do it.
Yeah, because they're probably not, so pay attention.
Because they'll do something wrong.
Yep.
So let's pay attention and go to the phones and say, hi, you're on with Joe and Ray.
Joe and Ray B. Regan from Rockville Center.
There it is. Hey, Bob.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Okay. Good whatever it is.
You hear you got your okay. You already got the pass for today.
Yeah.
I was up front. I was doing some measurements. What did I get the pass for?
Well, Tom from Massapequa just called and said
yes. He
gave
me that green light.
You should start drinking today already.
I might have caught the tail end of that.
Mm.
Was he relatively on today?
Tom is always kind of on. You know, Tom kind of comes up kind of on the backbeat. He'll kind of come in.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, he'll kind of come in on the backbeat, and you got to kind of like, you know, and then he'll hit you, yeah.
Oh, yeah, He's you know what? He's a store owner. He's good at that.
Yes.
Excellent.
So I wanted to ask you guys, I hate saying this too. I really do.
Uh-oh.
All right, so give me the technical information on a slow, small head gasket leak.
Oh.
Which...
There is absolutely no hurry and no panic. I didn't get under there yet. I'm gonna take a little look. It's been super hot, so going through a minimal amount of coolant doesn't scare me.
What's the vehicle, Bob?
It's a 6-liter Chevy.
It's your bourbon.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Haven't noticed any other issues other than the low coolant light went on, and I probably put. Less than a pint in.
Oh, that's nothing. Yeah, that's nothing.
That squat. Yeah,
that can almost be evaporation.
Yeah,
I kind of figured that because you know last week was you know there were a couple of days we you know, the last 3 weeks were some days were in the 90s.
Yeah, yes. So pretty vicious hot for a while. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll boil this down for you in my impression here.
Thank you.
If I mean, obviously, doing the head gasket is one way to do the job. It's the bigger the job. But the if you want to do it the non-invasive way, there's two methods that I know of.
That's what I wanted to hear.
And what I've used with the GM sealing tablets.
I was good. Get out of my head. I was going to say Bazooka or Juicy Fruit. But okay.
Which is almost the same thing. When you know, I actually took those things. They look like Rolos. They kind of look like Rolo candies.
Yeah.
I actually put them in liquid and kind of mushed them up. And they became like gelatinous. And
Nitrous cellulose fibers
yeah,
in them.
There you go.
In English wood. I actually found that out, you know.
Right.
And you want to know something? GM has been using them things since the 4100 Caddx back in
yes.
the 80s.
Yes.
Okay.
When you have the dissimilar metals of aluminum and iron, I mean, I've owned a series of Cavaliers over the years, and you know, most of them have aluminum heads and iron blocks, and they're infamous for leaking. You know, I just, with every antifreeze change, I put in a couple of those GM sealing tabs. Not the aftermarket stuff. Not that stuff doesn't have its place, but that stuff there, if used judiciously and flushed out, you know, periodically,
yeah.
is just fine. Now, if
okay.
this stuff is, are we talking about like you got to put one of them little yellow triangular signs that says like piso mojado or wet floor or something next to your truck, or is this just like
no,
drip wasn't there yesterday?
No, I haven't spotted an exterior. Wet spot yet. My issue was, I thought that perhaps I had smelt a little something in the exhaust, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
The other
you could have smelled something trailing off somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
Probably them trucks there, water pumps. That's what
yeah.
I hear about the most of on that style engine is water pumps.
Okay. All right, I had what I did do. You know, with Chevy, while they were there at one point when I did the AC condenser,
mm-hmm.
had him change the belts, and I had him change the water pump while we were there.
Oh, okay. So
okay.
it's fairly recent?
Okay. Well, it's not fairly recent, but the point was it has been done.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't noticed any drip at all,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
I didn't get under the driver's side. I didn't get under the car yet to take a look if there was an external leak.
I'd say keep your eye on it. The other thing is, my number two choice, which Mark just sent me a text with a picture, is Blue Devil.
Blue Devil. Okay.
Blue Devil. Now he's used it a couple times.
Uh-huh.
That's from Mitch Ryder Industries, right?
Yeah, it goes with the blue dress, right? You have to wear a blue dress when you use it, I think.
Blue Devil.
And Mark used this a couple times, and he said that the directions were fairly, I don't want to say complicated, but they were involved, and he followed them to the letter with the time increments and everything just the way they said, and he had great results every time he used it.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah.
And I've seen it at the auto parts stores. They do sell at locally.
I would probably want to save that for if things got a little
stupid. A bigger catastrophe.
Yeah. The other thing I would suggest is, and I know I've mentioned this before, I think probably one of the first times going back years, when you and I first spoke, you know, when I was in more of my advisory position there, UV dye.
UV, right, right.
UV dye. Yeah,
yeah. That end I got. What I appreciate that. I've been troubleshooting that through my thought process. I was thinking that obviously pressure test and two, the dye.
Mm-hmm.
And three was, okay, so if I have a small leak, I'm not going to lose sleep over 150,000 miles. The engine doesn't owe me anything.
Right.
Probably
so
not.
So I would then look at a treatment, like you had suggested, the GN tabs, the Blue Devil, and I wanted to ask you about the Permatex. Isn't Permatex make a quality product?
Yeah, they make a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say, yeah, like we've always said, this now you become a rolling test bed, a rolling laboratory.
Right.
I think it's a hurry up and wait situation. Like, don't do anything.
First of all, make sure the coolant, level ground, stone cold. Make sure everything's filled up. You know, make a mark with like a crayon or something on where you filled it up. You know, write a date on it
the
with
bottle.
Masking tape or something like that.
Like you used to like you used to do with the liquor bottles.
Yeah,
in the house.
Yeah.
I know that.
Bob, you have a cold.
A bottle. Yeah, you put a latch in a bottle.
Yes, yeah, so even with auger grease. And then, just kind of take a look at it, because you're going to lose some every now and again.
Yeah.
Because I would definitely not escalate this, because unless you're going to start changing your antifreeze pretty often.
No, it's a Suburban. Sorry.
Oh, well, they got leather seats, though.
Yeah, Escalades do, yes.
Yeah, but no horn on the wind.
Yeah, I think it's a hurry-up-and-wait situation.
Yeah, keep, okay. Take it easy. Don't get too crazy with this position.
Keep your eye. No, that's like what I had mentioned when I opened. I'm not, you know, I'm taking it slow. It doesn't right. It doesn't mean a whole lot right now. Right. You know, I don't want to go into a winter and then have the issue. You know what I mean?
Do you pop your hood? You know, like the check your own fluids and.
I'm all over that truck. I'm from one end to the other end.
Okay, so it's
if
not
I
like
can't, I don't have all the tools, obviously, but I still you I'm do hands
your,
on.
You do your maintenance.
Well, then again, the thing that at the end of the day, if let's just accelerate this and say it's going to be a head gasket replacement, you're not going to do the head gasket replacement.
No, I won't.
So you know what? Who cares if it's winter? It's going into a shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know. So yeah, I just say hang out, wait, and watch, and be diligent with it. And see what happens.
Great. Yeah. So pressure test, see where I'm at on that, and then I have recourse with the two aftermarket products, Blue Devil and GM Tab.
Yeah, the Tab is less involved than the Blue Devil.
Yeah, definitely. The Blue Devil stuff, it's not quite a nuclear option because, you know, that what that does is that puts a lot of stuff into the cooling system.
Yeah, I got to figure as much.
And if you don't have to because, you know, the rest of it's clean and whatnot, why gack it up?
Right,
That's what I was thinking also. Some of these products that you put in, obviously, they're trying to search for the low-pressure leak.
And then they got to plug it up,
compound onto other materials.
It gets everything else in between, right?
I can't tell you how many times I used to get people with certain cars that they had a radiator leak or something like that, and they kept just dumping in the little
oatmeal.
Silver stuff, the oatmeal.
Oh, silver soda, yeah.
Yeah, you know, any of this stuff, you know, they all basically work the same way by like gacking stuff up. Okay
guys, right. I can't thank you enough. And, hey, Tom, Massapequa Tom. You're okay. I'm going to crack my first specs.
Excellent, Bob.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. Mark just wrote back in and said, Blue Devil is clear with no particles whatsoever. So that's nice to know.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But still, you know, what I was trying to say, though, is that the scenario used to be chronic radiator leak, finally gets fixed, then the winter comes, and they got no heat.
Right.
And it's always a car that you got to yank the damn dashboard out of.
Exactly.
So which now it becomes a labor-intense job. You know what I mean? And, you know, why are you going to clog yourself up if you don't have to? I mean, don't get me wrong. There is a place for those products, you know, for a variety of reasons where a major mechanical operation may not be warranted, you know, due to money-wise or the value of the car. Or,
right.
You know, but if you're going to hang on to it and you're going to maintain it, don't escalate it just yet.
Right.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. What we're going to do is we're going to take another break. And we're going to play the new promo so that Tom can hear it again.
Yeah.
I'm sending a text, unless Bill hears me now, to have him call after the break. And I don't know, Bill, if I just spelt this right, because I'm not looking. I think it says Brack.
Yeah.
So with that, we're going to take a break, and we will, let's see, what I go into CD2?
Yeah, so if you're flashing us, wait a little bit, okay?
Here's the new promo. Check it out. We'll be back soon.
Every Sunday. Side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Regarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Hear relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gas, with mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Eat, Ray Garino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free. Every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway sign. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Even!
This is Motormouth Radio, your 1 hour automotive talk show.
Bill Horan presents Secrets of Success, the show designed to help listeners uncover their hidden talents to maximize success. Listen to Secrets of Success Wednesdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays at 7:30 a.m. on 90.3 FM WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College. Streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
Let the Motor Mouths help you with all of your car questions at 516-572-7440.
How's that for bass start?
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, I've got Sky Stuff Sports about 2 seconds in. You are back. Motor Mouth Radio. Joe D. Ray Guarino. Give us a call, 516-572-7440. In fact, we do have a call, and we will say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, Ray, Joe, it's Billy G.
Bill, how Bill, are you?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, how are you?
Excellent.
Good.
I want to thank you gentlemen for showing up last week. And I
want to thank you for having us.
I didn't know if all of a sudden the authorities were catching up with you. You guys disappeared on me.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you get that little text and it's like, quick, leave now. Yeah. They know you're there.
Cops on the roof.
I know we got busy. I didn't know if the onslaught of the police launch and then the fire department launch coming in to the beach.
Yes.
Yeah, we were standing there like two jadoodles watching them. You know.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, but we were standing right there watching the fireboat.
Yeah.
And I did send pictures over to my niece's husband, who's down in South Carolina. He's a New York guy. He's a fire rescue guy. He's what do you call it? Like extreme, like the what do you call it? Extreme closed space rescue. He's very, very highly trained.
Uh-huh.
And he's a total. Well, he's in the fire department. That's what he does.
Right.
So, and he knew the boat right away. He goes, oh, yeah, it's Fire Rescue 143, blah, blah, whatever.
Good.
And, got a big kick out of it. And he was missing New York because he's a New York guy and he's down in South Carolina. He goes, yeah, you know, my heart is up there with you guys today.
Yeah.
So that's how far-reaching, at least on the East Coast, you guys were with that show.
Yeah.
I'm sure it goes further than that.
Yeah, that stuff gets out there. That's what they call that social media thing there. Yeah.
Yeah, the thing that was nice about it is everything that I wanted to do came off, and even aviation. I spoke to them on Monday and thanked them, and they told me.
Yeah, I seen the copter going over there.
That we got in as low as we could because we're regulated by LaGuardia airspace, and we had the wind. And
right.
But we flew in on you west northwest. I said, I saw you.
Yeah, we caught. I caught that. Yep.
I missed that. I didn't see the copter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you were docking.
I might have been, yeah.
You were ducking, yeah. You like see, that. That was part of the thing. You were looking at air, I was looking at sea. And then, what's his name, was looking for the ground
Kevin,
exit there. So we were trying to,
Yeah.
So, Bill, give us the rundown on the show. I know being the highly trained logistics guy you are, I know you have those facts and figures.
Screw that. It was frigging great. That's
it was frigging great.
Yeah. Yes. No, considering there were other shows and considering people still get a little antsy with the weather, we had all of the pre-registered show up, except for two. And one was an emergency, couldn't make it. But we had 123 cars on the field.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah,
wow, very nice.
Yes, it was made for the venue was perfect for that. We had the extra space. We had the fire rig come in earlier. Then we had the 109 precinct show up with two radio motor patrol vehicles. We gave the Commodore's award to the ladder company. And they were active. They were working because of minimum manning. So oddly enough, when in the middle of after the proceedings, they had their bunker gear and they got a call, a two-alarmer. So the kids, everybody got a big charge out of it.
Wow.
The truck took off and then the 109 had a couple of runs and they took off. They gave us the light and siren show. The police boat gave us the light and siren show. The fire department came in later and gave us the salute with the water flume.
Yeah. That was amazing.
And it was nice surprise. Paul Vallone, the councilman for the 19th councilman out of district here, he appeared, and he surprised me. He actually presented me with a city council citation for 15 years of community service, which...
Excellent.
He said,
I figured it was maybe too much, unusual use of parking spaces.
No, but I told him, I said, this was unnecessary because I promised I was coming back next year, too.
Oh, geez. Shooting for 20.
They keep pulling you back.
Yeah, so I have ideas already, and then there was a nice surprise. Mike Manning and his son, Mike. I mean, how nice was that? I didn't have any contact with Mike this year. Oh. I know he knows about the show. You know, we try different things every year, and because the salute was to the first responders, I didn't need anything out of Mike's stable, but he does have pieces there that are coming up for big anniversaries. If I, you know, I don't want to give anything away,
right,
but I have
right.
to lean. I may be leaning that way.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah, I got. And then the other thing, you know, it's funny. The show drags and drags. I know we spoke about it, and I think it's time to go to the 3 o'clock dismissal now. These have a tendency of dragging on, and it could speed things up. And then the other thing would be that, you know, when I started the class and we went back to peer judging, and I even made the announcement, I said, you know, we had the class, the last class was late stock, late modified, and it was like 1973 to present. And I said, but you know what? When I started those classes, it was 16 years ago, so the present was only like 2000. Now I got 16 more years. So I have to break up the classes. I have to create more classes, more divisions, more classes, and then I have to take the Ferrari out of the context with the 76 Cadillacs and the Eldorados, because I may have to go. I may go with a dream car, supercar class now.
You had a small little cadre of Ferraris too.
Yeah,
Not too shabby. Hey, listen, you know, it's nice when you have trust in everything. You know, the guys were breaking my chops when because they know I'm a Corvette guy. So Mike Maniello was there with his Z07. So he said, Billy, he said, yeah, I know you're a Corvette guy. He says, my garage code is so-and-so. He goes, you take my Z07 out when you want. And
Whoa,
then
nice.
One of the other gentlemen, two of the other gentlemen with the Ferraris, Joe and Roman, Peter and Roman, they said, Billy, you're in your 60s now. It's time to step up. This is my garage code. No, this is my garage code. You take the Ferrari out. I got the two California Ferraris, and I have the 448 Roadster. Treat yourself.
Wow.
Look at that.
Not too shabby, huh?
Garage. Yeah.
Ended up with three garage codes altogether.
Nice.
Yeah, so.
Now, if that ain't a tribute to what you are, what is, you know?
Exactly.
You know? So.
Exactly.
But I wanted to thank you, gentlemen. Everything went great. You know, we finished in the black, and like I said, we're not for profit, so we do give money. We do give the money to charity. Our big benefactor is the White Sun Volunteer Ambulance Corps here.
Excellent.
And we're going to do it again next year.
What's the status of the retro garage?
The retro garage, I broke shows. I broke my own show. I broke it. In fact, I broke it a car deal. I sold that 60 Corvette this week.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, and then because it was a friend of 40 years, the retro garage waived all fees and commissions on this one too.
Nice.
So basically,
you're still a nice guy.
Yeah, right, right.
In other words, I'm not making any money with it, but you know what? I'm okay with it.
Is that how that company got its name? Net Zero?
Yeah. Listen, it's very easy. When I sit down with the accountant with the scheduled bill, you're not showing anything. You got to start for what you do. You have more losses than profits. So.
Well, that's not bad, too. You know, you write off a loss the first few years. They let you do that, you know? Well, that's good.
Yeah, so the retro garage is just there. It's, you know, I'm the president and treasurer. My
Chief cook, bottle washer.
My daughter is the secretary. My son's the VP.
Nice. Very good.
Yeah, so that's it, buddy.
Excellent, right? Bill.
Guys, I appreciate your support. I can't say it enough, and... you know, and to see the regulars come back, and guess the Steve now has the trifecta.
Oh, yeah.
His third Kadena Cup, and I broke his chops. I said anybody can take a perfectly legit 74 black Corvette coupe and restore it to NCRS and 100 points, but to have the guts to take a torch to it and cut the car up and put a straight axle front end and then a traditional rear end in the thing and do away with the hood and pop that tunnel ram on it.
Yeah,
absolutely. He does, and that's a Merkel engine in that car too. Yeah. That's a Merkel built motor. That's a nice 396 he's got in there.
Yeah,
and he's putting a 4-speed in it.
Yeah,
and then he's going to put the hydro in the Tempest.
The hydro stick,
I think it's going into 58 now. But
yeah. He does build quite a nice car. I will say that built some beautiful hardware.
Sure does, and they ride
man has skills.
Yep,
absolutely.
Yeah, but. I thank you for your time. We will talk. Let's get together before the cold weather breaks. And I think Eisenhower Park is next week, 2 days.
Yeah, it is coming up.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
right. Exactly
okay.
right.
All right.
All right, Bill, we'll be in
All
touch.
Right. I appreciate it again.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for the call.
All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Billy G from Retro Garage and the Malba Field and Marine Club.
That has got to be one of the most kick butt shows in this part of the universe.
I am so happy that I've got that I found out about that when I did, and of course had to rely on you to tell me what Malba was because I didn't know.
Well, you know, we don't always tell everybody about that stuff. You know,
right.
You got to be careful.
Right. But, absolutely.
But you're cool. You passed, so it was okay.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That was cool. I want this. I got a quick little bit. I want Kim to come back in before I say it too, because it was kind of cool. Something I heard on satellite this week. But
satellite.
So yeah, the county show is fast approaching. That's a big one again.
The cruise to the show.
I gotta see if Mike is going to be at that show. I don't know, but we'll see. And you know, for later dates, there's a couple things I want to talk about, but I'm not going to introduce it this week because I felt we had enough, especially with the new promo from Scotty and all. But there's going to be a new show segment on this show. A lot of
new
shows.
Show, so yeah. I got that now. I figured it out. I wrote it down. I did a little chart there. Yep.
Yeah, I used to really enjoy, and I really miss the Quiz the Swizz segment.
Oh, boy.
So I think what we're going to do now is a segment called What Does Joe Know?
Oh, crap.
And we'll see if we can squeeze this in
net
for
zero.
Let's see if we can squeeze this in for a second and say hi, Arthur Motor Mouse.
Hey, it's Joe from Lindbrook.
Hey,
Joe, how are you?
Not too bad. The sugar book's still going.
Nice.
Love it.
The minivan is still plodding along.
Yeah, I know. I'm having trouble with the crisis, 2009 crisis. You're a pain in the ass now.
All right, well, you know what, Joe? We're going to have to ask you to follow this up on another show because we're at the end of the show now. We're going to have to go.
But, I know. I want to feel it anyway because I miss you guys. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yes. Do us a favor. Give us a call back next week, and let's follow that up early in the show so we can spend some time on it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Joe.
Thanks for the call.
Bye. All right, so listen to this. I was listening to satellite radio, and the guy said they played it was a couple of heavy tunes, and the guy said, all right, now we're going to hear one from The Boss. I'm thinking, oh, going to play a Springsteen song?
Of course. Then
this really heavy metal riff came on. I'm like, what the heck is Bruce Springsteen branching out? Well, no. I was listening to Ozzy's Boneyard. He meant The Boss was Ozzy. So,
no, wait a minute. Yeah. No, I'm sorry.
So,
what channel were you listening to?
Ozzy's Boneyard.
Something's wrong with that.
Dude,
well, but in context, the DJ who was doing the show, to him, Ozzy is The Boss because it's
right.
Ozzy's Boneyard.
Yeah.
So like I said, it threw me because I'm thinking, what station am I listening to? What's going on? Like,
obviously nowhere near New Jersey.
No.
Obviously, and possibly depending, you know, some people would say not even anywhere near Earth. But
yeah, that was pretty wild.
Yeah, that's goes to show you it all depends on what part of the planet you stand.
Yeah, you can use that. Yeah, I know. It was kind of cool. I said, I got to write a note. Now I'm driving and writing notes because the things I want to, like that highway thing. I said, I got to tell Kim about this. This will be pretty interesting. So I'm thinking, when did Bruce change his music style? This is a little heavy for him.
Yes. You know? But forget not, hell hath no fury.
So,
what do we got going on next week there, right?
Well, we're still open. We don't have a guest, which is okay. We, you know, we fly. It's kind of nice to fly solo once in a while. You get to kind of catch up on things. A couple things I want to talk to you.
Come on, be honest. You haven't reloaded the net.
Those two I'm going to use, Kim. Yeah. I haven't reloaded the net. No, I'm still working on that.
Right.
But, no, we want to talk about some, I guess, some
we should
code.
Talk about some car stuff.
I do. I want to talk about code. I don't know what the right word is, but the hierarchy behind what the logic behind what sets a check engine light, what sets the code.
Because
again, I'm tracking the code in my own car, which came back, and I'm actually keeping notes now. I'm actually tracking this, and I know it'll go away, and then it'll come back. It'll go away. So I want to talk to you if we can water that down enough, encapsulate it enough. I don't know.
You're
going to have to think about that one.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely going to take some time. And I want to talk about warning lights and what to do when they turn on. And what happens when people tell you to don't worry about them.
Yeah.
And in a position of supposed knowledge and authority there.
Exactly.
So we got some stuff to cover car-wise.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, let's make some time here.
So with that, we'll go out with a little bit more of the Scotty Gossam combo. Just a little bit of their, just kind of a little bit of that rockabilly stuff.
Definitely. I just had a Commander Cody flashback.
Yes. Bill Kershaw, absolutely.
Hell yeah.
And then we will be back next week for Joe D. Ray Guarino. We'll be back next week with more Motor Mouth Radio. Stay tuned for Thunder Road with Kim Tracy. And here's our regular music. Good thing I'm still on here. There we go.
There we go.